Did you know that in Ohio, the state Supreme Court could just ignore the reproductive rights amendment we passed last year?
But so many Ohioans voted for it.
That's why we need to keep extremists out of the court by voting for Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that.
Here's the trick. Just remember, don't stop fighting. DSF. Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes. If you supported Issue 1 last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue.
All right, hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya. Thank you, Chris, for sharing that. By the way, if you ever are on my Facebook page and you see my promotionals, announcements for Patreon, maybe some audio on there, you would really help me grow the show if you would share those. In fact, if there's anything I post on Facebook, unless if I'm saying something horrible, could you on your end share what I post? If enough people see it, that's how we build the show. You're helping me promote myself. And I know you love to promote the Eric Zane Show podcast. Chris writes, the dumb cards. Yeah. You know, back in the day, if you wanted to watch a slideshow, they'd put those slides in the machine, you know, and they kerchunk and you see the images of you at the Grand Canyon. Oh, they also take them and jam them in your mouth when you're getting an X-ray. It's the size of a Uno card folded in half in your mouth. It'd be like if they took this and put it in my mouth. Yeah, we're getting an X-ray. God damn it. Thank God they made the advancements. Chris says, an Uno card, LOL, someone clip easy, shoving stuff in his mouth, LOL. Chris adds, and they always ask weird questions. So how's school been going this year? While they're in your mouth, I thought I was in trouble with this chick the other day because two things stood out while communicating with her. And I will say this. When she was working on my mouth, she did not ask questions, which I appreciated that very much. She was very good and very thorough. But I thought I was screwed because I hadn't worked with her ever before. And she had two tendencies that she does when communicating that I picked up on. First of all, have you ever encountered someone who, when they're speaking, the movement of the lips and the actual forming of the words, it's aggressive mouth movements. Hey, so if I'm doing my show, I'm actually really, really moving my mouth quite a bit. She had that going and was a loud talker and her head would move. It would nod. Oh, hi. I didn't talk about that yesterday. Oh, hi. I'm Eric. What's your name? Oh, welcome here. I haven't worked with you before. I'm so happy to be here with you. Have a seat. I'm like, oh, shit. She's having a seizure. Okay, what we're going to do today is I'm going to remove all the tartar from your mouth. And then I'm going to go through and polish, and the doctor will be here, and he'll have a look. I was concerned for my health. But it worked out. She was great. Chris says, you have Jessica as the dentist. That is far from the Jessica impression. Some of the mannerisms were the same. Bob says, head nodding and aggressive mouth movements. Is she single? I don't know. All right, before I continue on, thank you to Joe Martinez from A&E Heating and Cooling. By the way, I saw Joe, two of his trucks were at this place in Hudsonville when I was on the way to the dentist. It's new construction. So, Joe, if you're in the room with us right now, I saw your, and I was going to pull up on the way back. And I see you're still here. Good. I was going to scream into the construction area they're building, that some business they're building. And I was going to scream out, "Bicho la chingada, cabrón! Tu madre es una puta!" David in Hudsonville says, A&E cleaned and tuned my furnace this morning. Bring on the cold weather. Were you able to take advantage of the free tune-up? If you haven't had it done in the last 2 years, it's for free. I'm sure you know that by paying attention to the show. Good, you did take advantage of that, David. Thank you so much. You're off to a great start today. David is one of my MAGA brothers. I love him to death, despite the fact that he's going to vote for a retard. Thank you so much. Stevie says, Zane, you're going to mess up your throat if you keep yelling like that. You're right, my dear. I'll calm down. Apparently, they are making a Jiffy Lube. But then Joe says, I wasn't at that one. I was in Allendale. Wait a minute. So is there a Jiffy Lube in two places? What are you saying? Did I drive by in Hudsonville? Was that a Jiffy Lube? See, there's always a real, only about a 16 to 20% possibility that you're going to be able to decipher what this dumb Mexican is actually saying. He is now indicating that they are building two Jiffy Lubes, one in Hudsonville and then one in Allendale. Okay. Tophus is here. He says Trump said he wants to put Liz Cheney in front of a firing squad to scare her into not talking bad about him. I don't know if that's true. Perhaps he did say that. Now, if Trump says that, you know, nobody cares. That's par for the course. You know, that's Steve is like, what? Oh, my God. Wow. No. I mean, come on. We wouldn't have it any other way. We have to have him saying that shit. Rebecca says that is awful. He needs to stop. That's dangerous rhetoric. Well, yeah, it is, but it's incredibly entertaining. All right? It is absolutely legitimate gold mine. From an entertainment standpoint, I prefer Trump in the White House. I don't want him to win. But if he's in there, we all win. In fact, David in Hudsonville, who's one of my MAGA brothers, he says, get him on the line, EZ. And I haven't talked to him forever. Maybe we can get him in here. I don't know. Tophus says Trump has propelled a lot of shows to a lot of winning. I don't get it. What does that even mean? Yeah, you guys get too pissed off about the things Trump says. Who cares?
The Google subscriber you have called is not available.
No, Trump's busy. It's too bad. Maybe we can get him on before the big election. Speaking of that.
In an exclusive new poll this morning, voters are indicating a slight change in how they're leaning as we enter the last days before the election. Political reporter Rick Albin breaks down the new numbers right now.
All right.
The numbers.
When I enlarge the screen, it might restart the story.
From our pollsters at right. Epic MRA vary from.
This guy, this Rick Albin, he's like super right wing, but you don't know it when he does the reporting. His dogs, I think it was Linda who told me that his dogs are named Reagan and Nixon. Not kidding you.
Some of the other surveys we've seen in the last month, though they stay with the trend of having Vice President Harris and former President Trump in a very tight race in the state. Going back to the polls in the field since the 24th of October, there have been two ties, two that show Trump up by one and one that shows Harris up by one. Today, the Epic poll shows Harris with a 3-point lead over Trump at 48% to 45%.
So this was polled October 24th to the 28th.
Significantly, neither candidate is over 50%, and the margin of error is plus or minus 4%.
Okay, so that could mean that it's 52% Harris, 41% Trump, or flip it over. It could be 49% Trump, 44% Harris, so whatever.
Out of the 600 likely voters asked, 47% said they would vote for the Democratic candidate for United States Senate, Alyssa Slotkin. 42% prefer Republican Mike Rogers for.
Now that's a big deal because this is a Senate seat. And Michigan's had a Democratic senator for like 20 years. What's crazy is this poll says Slotkin, the Democrat, is leading by 5%. But on the news today, on Q100, we have like the news team. They were reporting the opposite, that this Rogers fucker is beating her. And Rogers is one of those guys who you will not be able to get an abortion if he had his way. And you know how I feel about that. I think that I'm not going to tell a woman what she can do with her body. Now, when it comes down to it, there are women who might be like ill, and there might be like complications of the pregnancy that if they don't terminate the pregnancy, they could die. It happens. And then there's victims of rape who get pregnant, and incest who get pregnant. That happens, you know? And, you know, common sense would tell you that that should absolutely happen. So that's one side of it. And then there's the other side of it, just chicks who like to have abortions. And they get pregnant all the time, and they have abortions. Now, if I could wave my magic wand, I would say that it should be illegal for the chick who just, I don't give a fuck about the baby. I just like getting laid and going out, and I'll just get an abortion. I don't care. I hate that so much. I wish I could wave a magic wand so that just that could be illegal and that all those other examples would not be illegal. But I don't think anybody's figured out how to do that. And so women are like, no, all or nothing. So I always say all then. Like, if I had to err, I'm going to err on that side and say, yes, I agree with you. I still hate it, and I feel that in that second example I gave, that it's just chicks murdering kids is what it is, in my opinion. But if you break it down enough, I would say that I would support them murdering their kids. So if a chick gets pregnant and she's like, I don't think I want this baby, just take it. Fuck this kid. I support your right to be a homicidal maniac. We are on the same page, just so everybody is aware.
A difference of 5 percentage points. When it comes to issues, this poll tracks with what we've been seeing for months, with the economy and cost of living at 30%, number one issue. Other polls, when including housing prices in the equation, have been as high as 60%. Today's Epic MRA poll also places as a concern abortion and reproductive health at 18%. That's higher in both percentage and placement at the number two issue.
All right. So let me give you my take on all of these things. Inflation, cost of, this is easy, was just elected president. Inflation, cost of living. What are you going to do about it? Nothing. It's fixing itself. Abortion, reproductive freedom. I'm for it. Immigration policy. What is your immigration policy? Everyone come here. Fitness for office. I'm better than all of you, but I can't jizz.
Immigration and fitness for office round out the top four concerns. The takeaway is this. As a snapshot of a moment in time, 600 of your neighbors let their concerns and preferences be known between October 24th and October 28th. We're in the midst of early in-person voting. That concludes on Sunday, and people have been absentee voting for weeks. The final poll will wrap up Tuesday night at 8 p.m. when we start seeing results of all the voting, which is the poll that ultimately matters.
Oh.
I'm nice. Rick Albin.
Nice way to finish it there, Ricky. Okay. I'm actually excited to vote, to be part of the process. That's cool. David says that's a stupid small sample. Okay. Linda says, fuck Rick Albin. Chris says, I'm going to go vote today. Short fuse Linda says, not jizzing is probably a benefit for president. Tophus writes, dude, where are all the women who want to get abortions? I don't know. Then he writes, the whole process is extraordinarily emotionally taxing, and it's not as simple as, ah, fuck this kid, I want an abortion. Well, I don't know if either one of us can answer that. But at the end of the day, I say team abortion is the right team to be on. So for all of you murdering women who have murdered your babies, I support your murder. Go murder. Let's murder babies. Let's murder babies. Tophus says, if there are any women out there who get off by getting abortions, they make up, and then he writes, 0.000001% of the population. Well, I don't know that. And you must have a better book than me, but I don't get boiled down with the minutia of it. I'm just telling you, ladies, when it comes to your murdering ways, I support you. So all you murdering women, you murder away. You get in there and you start to murder those babies. I want you to get pregnant just so you can murder your baby. I'm getting some comments through the grapevine that there may be a new clip that has been created via the Twitch app. As you know, people watch the show on Twitch. And with just a click over to the, I guess, video producer dashboard while you're watching the show, you can very easily create a clip. Let's take a look at this one. Okay. So it's basically me watching me. I wonder what this could be all about. Fitness for office. I'm better than all of you, but I can't jizz. That's a good clip. The kid tried to take two and you busted him.
Yeah, but I wasn't that mean. I just said, that's two. He goes, no, it's not. It's one. I go, no, that's two. And I like showed him that that was two. He goes, oh. I'm like, yeah, you knew that, you little dink.
You may have heard it in your ears as not sounding that aggressive, but to my ears, it did. All right, that's fine, too. Those clips have been featured. Not sure what this one is. It says gently. I just gently prodded you right in the butt. All right. Thank you for the clips. You guys are great. I'm going to pause these shenanigans to go tinkle. Let's see. What is going on here? Tophus says, you're a psychopath if you enjoy abortions, is what I'm saying. Patrick laughs with your murdering ways. Chris says, will Michigan swing? Who will win popular vote in Electoral College? Rich asks, will we be hearing from Trump before the election? God, I hope so. Any opportunity to get a damn legend on here is one that has to be taken. Tophus adds, see, Tophus is not in a mood to laugh right now. He thinks that all this shit is, like, important. He writes, they purged 1,600 votes in Virginia, by the way. Fucking scumbag Trumpers. You know, if you want to get him serious quickly, just talk about the election. You know, he acts like this matters. He's one of those. And I'm telling you, it does not at all. Nothing will change for you. So what you got to do is you got to smile and masturbate. That is the only way you will be able to make your way through this. I'm telling you. All right. I will be back in mere moments. You guys hang tight, because I have to go tinkle. Hello again. So the plan up north, there could be a catastrophe in the works. And here's why. When I get together with Charity Scam Mike and his best good friend, Danny Terrio, I have to do something that is not in my wheelhouse, and that is repair something that it just, this doesn't compute. Like, you've heard me and you've heard about my ineptness when it comes to little projects and things like that. So when I explain to you that I'm going to be replacing a belt on the mowing deck of a riding lawnmower, this sounds suspect. The extent of my knowledge for this is one YouTube video. This is going to require me to get access to the belt by lifting up the riding lawnmower and propping it up while it's up, like it's doing a wheelie. And then I have to get underneath it, loosen this, adjust that, move that thing, get rid of the old one, and put the new one on. Just make sure you unplug the spark plug, EZ. Good call. Yeah, you don't want that thing suddenly starting up. I mean, that would be like the type of story that I would talk about on this podcast of how somebody died. Thank you for that suggestion. I probably wouldn't have done that. Tophus says spark plug and unplug the battery. Wouldn't have done that either. Kenny with, this sounds insanely dangerous, EZ. Wear some protective croc-type gear everywhere. LOL. Linda says, our parents had a neighbor who died from his car coming down on him. I'm having flashbacks to that. Well, except this isn't a car. This is a riding lawnmower. I'll say this, that the old belt had started to become a problem because it kept falling off. So I did manage to put it back on. However, when putting it back on, I did not put it on appropriately. So it was immediately rubbing on something that it shouldn't have rubbed on. And it didn't take long of running inappropriately for the belt to become badly damaged and need to be replaced. It probably would have needed it in the first place because it was loose. However, when I started it back up, the rubbing of the belt on whatever that it shouldn't have been rubbing on because I put it back on, there's black smoke from the burning belt underneath it. I'm like, oh my God, I'm gonna start a fucking fire here. Holy shit. Stevie writes that her husband's uncle, you're married, right? Died from messing around with a riding lawnmower. Not kidding. It was horrible. Found by his wife and daughter when they came home and saw him in the front yard. Well, anyway, that's part of the weekend plans, is replace the belt on there. What could possibly go wrong? All right. Yeah, so going up north, and there's a couple references to Mousewitz and the mouse carcasses. I expect a full bucket full of dead mice. All right. And none inside of the trailer because I'm killing them before they go into the trailer. At least that's the concept at work. Hopefully that continues to be what we're dealing with. While we're there, there'll be an intensive bit of picking up sticks, sitting by the fire, and actually making a pot of chili over the fire. Tripod goes over the fire, got the chain, hang the pot down, the cast iron pot, load it up with ground beef, load it up with onions, load it up with garlic, stirry, stirry, brownie, brownie, drain off the grease, add all of the ingredients for the Slaughter the Turk sweet heat chili, and boom, recipe as good as gold. Absolutely fantastic. Side note, Maureen says smoking darts. All part of the mystique. Sunday is Lions football game inside of the trailer. Easy, serving the drunks, the chili, taking care of these two fucks, and then that's it. Monday, I'm still there. You'll have the Not the Best of the Eric Zane Show podcast, including the Gary from the Men's Warehouse story. Linda says pre-cooking the beef, onions, etc. would speed up the process. True, but that it's the ritual. It's the idea that you're at the fire, cooking that food over the fire. Becca says, I need that recipe for the sweet heat chili, the Slaughter the Turk sweet heat. I'll include it. I'll also include my latest recipe for the Eric Zane Show podcast, Slaughter the Turk's white chili, which is more spicy than the red chili. Made that this past weekend. Oh, my God, is it great. So you cook the chicken breasts whole, slowly, after seasoning, in a pan. All right? We're talking 8 to 10, one side, flip over, 8 to 10, the other side. Maybe a little longer, depending on thickness of chicken. Shred it with your hands. Put on the gloves, let it cool. Shred it with your hands. Set it aside. Let's see, what's next? In a pot, you're going to go beef broth. By the way, your chicken is also, you have to brown your onions, one whole white onion, four cloves of garlic minced, not out of a jar, Dick. Throw the broth into the pot, throw the onions, throw the chicken, throw the garlic in there. Going to add your spices. What else? Ultimately, after you cook it, at least hour and a half, you're then going to add your heavy cream and your cream cheese. Green chilies. You're also going to have green chilies in there, a couple cans of green chilies, small. There you go. That's it. And then you, you cook it to the consistency you want. Add some lime juice for a note, citrus notes in it. It's out of this world. Matt says, I hope you have lots of toilet paper in your OSB outhouse. The only people... Oh, by the way, great northern white beans, too, in that. The only people who get the shits from chili is people who are eating shit chili. If you are eating good chili, it doesn't make you sick. That's illness. Right when I was talking about the great northern beans, Chris is asking, did you add the beans? Yeah, oh yeah. You could go with the navies, but I prefer the great northern. Tofus says, did you say you were going to post that recipe? I will. I'll post it in the notes of the audio podcast. You guys can have the chili. Patrick says, the way you said citrus notes sounds like the way you say gotcha in the Mint Mobile Ryan Reynolds commercial. Yeah, you bring your new cell phone home from the other company, and then you look at the bill, and they screw you with the upcharges. You know, gotcha. Notes. Citrus notes. Gotcha. Stevie says, I want chili now, too. All right. Let's do chili weekend. Either you're going to go with the white chili or you're going to go with the Slaughter the Turks red chili. Sweet heat Armenian red chili. Really great. And I cannot wait for you to hear for the first time, if you haven't heard it, and hearing it again, if it isn't the first time, the Gary from the Men's Warehouse, the most wild story I have ever told, ever in my history of broadcasting on any level, ever, period. The layers in this story go beyond the scope of anything that a person could write in a book. I could write the Gary from the Men's Warehouse saga as a novel, like chapter one, the phone call, chapter two, the drive back to Men's Warehouse, chapter three, the sad looks on the faces. My God. This story has it all. I will be posting on the audio podcast platform only, in its entirety, when it was still very fresh in my brain. Not the only thing fresh in that story. How it unfolded, how it affected me, the long-term ramifications still being felt to this day, the preposterous nature of it, It involves our beloved, the NFK. Some of the all-time stories I've ever told in broadcasting have to do with the NFK. From the time that he had his inguinal hernia and almost one half of his small intestine was stuffed into his scrotum. True story. It was the size of a fucking cantaloupe. That was incredible. Buddy, we got to take care of this. I can't afford it. Your small intestine is in your balls. That means if you eat a Hot Pocket, it's going down your throat, into your belly, and into your balls. Becca says, how does that happen? Well, you can get one of two hernias through your abdominal wall, right in the front of your belly, or because of a weak pelvic floor, your small intestine squirts through the inguinal canal into your ball sack. And if left untreated, more of it can go down there. Well, it did. Hey, it's your old pal EZ with my latest and greatest sponsor, Uncommon Goods. Found at uncommongoods.com. This is a fantastic gift site for that special someone on your list. Could be holiday related, could be birthday related, could be for you related, or just because you're awesome to that someone special. We're talking about amazing gifts that Uncommon Goods has scoured the internet for, from artisan crafters and people that make cool stuff that you want. They describe it as, give a gift that sparks joy, wonder, delight, and that it's exactly what I wanted feeling. They will feel that way when they check out what you have taken the time to discover at Uncommon Goods. There's all sorts of different categories for you to shop. Food and drink, gardening, pets and animals, reading, sports. Like, for example, I click on sports and I'm just checking out all these amazing gifts that somebody would love. Maybe some decorative coffee mugs or shot glasses, things like that with your favorite team's logo on them. All sorts of fun books related to sports. The list goes on and on. I mean, seriously, you can scroll for hours and hours and just see some amazing things that you could get somebody for a gift, because that's what it's all about, you know? And to make it extra simple for you, I can give you 15% off your next gift. Go to uncommongoods.com/Zane. uncommongoods.com/Zane for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary. I can't stress that enough. This is awesome. Start your shopping at uncommongoods.com.
You earned a degree in the behavioral health field because you wanted to make a difference. And you're needed now more than ever. Through the new Great Minds Fellowship Program, recent Ohio graduates may be able to receive as much as $20,000 in student loan support when working full-time at a community behavioral health center. Apply before November 15th. To learn more about program eligibility, visit highered.ohio.gov. That's highered.ohio.gov.
Epic story. Kevy, well, we got to take care of it. I can't afford it. I go. So guess who came to the rescue? Guess who had to do this? Guess the great fixer, the great Armenian fixer. I can't tell you the shit I had to do for Diana's brothers as the years went on. There was a time I got a phone call. Hey, what is it? It's the other half of the Doobie Brothers. There's a repo man in front of the house. Yeah. He's going to take my Jeep. I haven't made a payment on it in 5 months. How much do you owe? $7,000. What's the number? Gives me a number of who makes Jeeps? Dodge? Dodge Finance or some shit? We do a conference call. Okay. Yeah, we're going to take the car. Unless you can pay right now. Like when we hang up, the balance is zero. I go, okay. And I did it. I did it. I remember I was playing fucking Guitar Hero at the time. Kenny says 7,000 for 5 months, 1,400. No, what I'm telling you is he had missed his payments that long, and overall the principal balance was still $7,000. He wasn't done paying on it. Let's just put it that way. All right, fine. All I want to do is get back to Mississippi Queen on Guitar Hero. I'm killing it. Paid it. Hang up. That's the end of that. Not to mention when Diana's dad died. He gave his kids the house. Those guys moved in to the house. That's one third Diana's. Then they trashed the house. Then they borrowed $100,000. The house had zero balance. It was paid off. They took $100,000 equity and blew it. And then they couldn't pay it. Guess who they called? Because they've created a house payment for themselves. Guess who got called? I'm too nice to these people. I wish I hadn't done that. One full year extra house payment. Thanks. Small intestine stuffed into his balls. Okay, now this I'm getting involved in. He goes to the hospital, gets it fixed. They send him a bill. He doesn't have any money. Guess who paid for it? Matt writes, Rich Eric pays for it. Kenny says, I love how you have stories of enjoying video games, but always talk shit about people who still like playing them. Well, here's the thing. That's jealousy. You got to understand. I don't have the time to play video games. And I'm envious of people who do. However, I would argue that most people living don't have the time to play video games. So they thus should not be playing them. They should be working to better themselves. Matt says Freebeer does. Well, yeah, of course he does. He's a four in the door every day. What do you expect? He doesn't even fucking work. You've heard that show. I'm jealous of him too, that asshole. I'm too busy trying to eke out a living. Kenny says, I make the time to do what I enjoy when I can. Kind of like you going up north to pick up sticks. Fair enough. Matt says the Burn King is fucking and playing Mario Brothers. God, I got a crazy ass text sent to me. Who sent this to me? It was a picture. It was Adam Balboa. Who sent it along? I need to share this with you guys. It's of our pal Freebeer. And him and the nose were having a good time for Halloween. They were dressed up as something, and you might be able to help me figure out who this is. Who they're trying to be, I don't know. I'm guessing it's a couple of kids show characters because they have small kids. That's all I can think of. All right. Here you go. This is the Burn King in the nose, which the Burn King is looks huge. He looks very bulbous, in my opinion. And with no glasses on it, his face is, without the glasses on, his face looks fatter than ever. Okay, so I don't know what the nose is, and I don't know what the Burn King is, but yeah, he's round. Wasn't he bragging about being fit as a fiddle, and he lost a bunch of weight? He's huge. Either that or the shirt doesn't do him favors. I don't know. He looks disgusting. That is a huge dude. Yeah, maybe y'all can help me out with this. What's going on there? Tofa says, look at that haircut. Jeremy says, I've transferred all of the fat I've lost over to free beer. Someone is suggesting Barbie. Janky Barbie, played by Kate McKinnon. Is that a thing? I don't know. Chris says, somebody mentioned his goatee the other day, and he corrected them, saying it's actually a beard. You just can't see it all. He corrected him about his facial hair? Greg looks like shit. I'm sorry. I mean, anytime I start to feel bad about myself, is this the face of a guy who was approached by two 20-year-old chicks to have sex with him? That can't be true, right? God, what a strange-looking couple. What a couple of fucking weirdos. Jesus Christ, that's sickening. Tofus says he looks like a sexual predator. Cole says ugly Ken and Barbie. Tofus says, look at that nose. I'm telling you, it makes mine look small. Her nose is huge. She looks like she's about to do the Humpty Dance. You know, that fucking... Stop what you're doing because I'm about to ruin. That guy. Tova says, from the front, it looks big. Can you imagine the size? Oh, yeah. Big time. Her nose is just huge, gigantic nose. Ritz says they dressed up as father and daughter. All right. Thank you to the Burn King and the nose for supplying that picture to the world. They might be the ugliest couple that has ever existed on the planet. Those are ugly people. Okay? And just keeping it real. It's not even about being mean. Those are homely individuals. Tofus says, remember when Freebeer was being creepy to the cheerleader from the show Heroes? Oh, my God. I'll never forget that. The looks in the room, the side eye that Hot Wings and I gave each other. She was 13 at the time. Hayden Panettiere. Now, this isn't that far removed from when she was on, like, Remember the Titans. And he said, what does it feel like to be a young sex symbol? And we're like, and there's a long pause. We're like, what the fuck? What did you just say? Child. An absolute child. 13 years. She might have been 14. What's it like being a sex symbol? God damn it. so bad. Greg's gross. Greg is a gross fuck. Jesus Christ. Chris says, yeah, that wasn't awkward at all. Tophus says, asshole of the day, and calls him a fucking jerk off, without a doubt. He is the worst. I wouldn't even want to beat up that show on a personal level if Greg wasn't on it. Like, if Greg is involved in a plane crash today and he's the only victim, then that means that Who Are These Free Beers? That show is no more. There's nothing left to talk about if Greg's plane goes down. Now, and let me tell you something right now. If it does go down, fuck you if you try to blame that shit on me. Y'all can fuck off right now. Anybody who gives me shit about that crack, I don't even want to hear it. Fuck them. Jeremy says, when he asked Hayden Panettiere what's it like being a sex symbol, he then doubled down and said, who on the cast are you going to be linked to? Basically, he said, who are you fucking to a little girl?
Good boy.
Jeremy says, asshole of the day, the nose, for making Freebeer think he's hot. Tophus says, I'd bet that the Freebeer and Hot Wings show would get way funnier if Freebeer died in a plane crash. Maybe. Let's find out. Chris says, let's not forget the nose had the nickname of Jailbait when she was a teen working at the local diner. Now that I don't know. Was that said on the show? She was called Jailbait? I guess it happened. I don't know. I missed that. Tophus says, oh shit, I forgot about that too. Chris says, you're just jealous that he gets that fat check for the football game. Well, yeah, $200 a game. Tophus says, holy shit, the more I hear about this couple, the worse it gets. Stevie says, asshole of the day, your dickhead neighbor. And then Chris writes, quarterback. Corder, like telephone cord. Corder back. Asshole. All right. I'm just tickled that my voice held out. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to book an event at TC Paintball. Online at tcpaintballgr.com. Taking a break this week from Rick. He'll be back next week. Rick reached out to me. He said, easy. I want to have my wife on with me. I go, Rick, you know what? Honestly, it's probably just going to blow over. I mean, take it from me. You know how many times I have stepped on my dick? And when you step on your dick, you just don't say anything. People will forget. It's okay. Let it go. Dick stepping is part of life. We all step on our dicks. Anyway, the mecca for paintball in West Michigan is TC Paintball. Online at tcpaintballgr.com. I love them, and you will too. You'll have so much fun. And I suggest getting the neighborhood kids together. This is something Mr. Pop Pop could do. Go hang out at TC Paintball. Book an event today at tcpaintballgr.com. By the way, we had no asshole of the day yesterday because I quit the show early because I wasn't feeling well. And I had more than one person suggest I was a pussy. Joe Martinez reached out to me, says, hey, your feed's not on. I go, yeah, I cut it short because I wasn't feeling well. And he wrote, whatever. What, I can't feel well? I couldn't talk. I was losing my voice. This is my moneymaker. If I lose that, I'm out. Out of business. God damn. Open enrollment for healthcare.gov starts now, actually. If you want in to get your health insurance, you need to call Frank Fuss. This was my conversation with Frank the other day. Hey, Frank, how are you? Fine, I haven't gotten many leads from your show lately. I wouldn't know. I don't listen. What? I go, I'm trying, big fella. Now, I know that that's not true. He just loves busting my balls. Linda just sat down with him and was talking turkey with him. If you need these things, first of all, if you or someone you know or love is getting ready to delve into the world of Social Security / Medicare, you need to talk to Frank. Or they need to talk to Frank. Go to buyinsurancehere.com, B-U-Y, insurancehere.com, and begin that process. Frank costs you nothing. Okay? Costs you nothing. He gets paid by the insurance companies. David says your voice was asshole the day yesterday. Linda says I just texted him about Kyle. Who's Kyle? I don't know what that means. You talking about Frank? Who's Kyle? Oh, I gotcha. Kyle from a company that used to market themselves on this show. Yeah. I don't want to ruin it because if the Lions lose and I haven't talked to Kyle, that's not great. Let's see if we can't make that happen. At least an attempt.
Exactly.
What up, big fella? How are you?
I'm doing good. How you doing, Doug?
Never better. Sorry for the late call, but the audience was clamoring. They're like, we have to get Kyle on.
Oh, a little clamor sesh. I like that.
Yeah, because we are on to something good. Every time I talk to you, the Lions win.
I know. And man, I was fucking, I re-listened to when we were talking last week after the game. And I was like, fuck, dude, they even did better than I thought. I said 44-10, but I'll take, what was it, like 52-14 or something? I'll take that.
What's crazy is it was 14-14 and you know, Houston was hanging in there. They were a little scrappy. The Lions, they were having some struggles. And then the next thing you know, it's a blowout.
Yeah, that was pretty wild. I was pretty freaking nervous because here's the fucking thing, Eric Zane, and you know this is good for the crowd to know about me. I think there's an unconfirmed science out there that you can look at a person's face and just tell that if they're like there's a piece of shit person or like a good person or a bad person. And there's just something about Mason Rudolph, who was playing quarterback for the Titans. I hate that guy's fucking face, dude. So when I see him playing football, I just fucking hate it, dude. Like, it's just something about his face just drives me. Well, so then he's like doing good and like the game's tied and I'm like fucking Mason Rudolph, and I was getting like so fucking pissed, dude. And then the next thing you know, we scored like 38 points in a row, and then I was like, all right, we're cool.
I have that problem, that feeling about Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, he's got one of those faces too, huh?
Very punchable face.
Yeah, for sure.
Just a smug looking prick.
Yeah, especially remember we had the fucking handlebar mustache too. That was or whatever that thing was. That was not. He didn't need to do that.
You know, he's always like he'll like date a hot chick for a while, and then that goes in the dumpster, and then whoever the hot chick is will make some crack about he's a psychopath.
Yeah, you know what's the wild, at least about Aaron Rodgers, like the Aaron Rodgers saga or whatever, is like, remember, like, out of nowhere, just like the media started reporting, like, oh, like his family hates him, like he doesn't talk to his family, they've abandoned, you know, and I'm like, why the fuck, like, why does anyone care about this? Like, why is, like, I'm talking about like NFL reporters, you know what I mean? Like, maybe like if it was like a CNN reporter like wrote an article, that would make a little more sense. But like the NFL guy, like, oh, Aaron Rodgers' family hates him, and I'm like, why is this? Why am I reading this right now, dude? Like, nobody cares, dude.
Question for you: did you just take the word saga and say saga?
Yeah, I certainly did. And here's the fucking thing, you know, Zane. I think it's one of those tomato things, dude.
I don't think I have ever. No, it's not. I have never heard anybody say saga.
Well, fuck, dude. I don't know. You're right. I guess now we'll consider this, Eric Zane. I've probably said the word like four different times in my life, so I'm out of practice for sure. But yeah, I think I just always say saga. Wait, saga? Saga? I don't even know.
Oh, it's saga. Yeah. It's definitely saga. Yes.
Okay, wait. Here's the real question. Is Sega or saga/saga, is it short for a bigger word? Do you know or no?
You know, I'm not 100% sure, but I think saga is just one word. It's its own word. You know, like the Star Wars saga. It's no, George Lucas didn't say, I am so happy that I made the Star Wars saga.
Oh, man. Hey, I think we just came up with today's episode name, though. Hold on. I got to look this up now.
Saga or saga? I mean, saga is spelled SAG with an A on the end. So maybe yeah. That's it. Maybe you're just seeing it and that's weird.
I know. I gotta fucking look this up. I don't think it's short for anything. I think I'm fucked. Let's see.
Yeah, that's probably either way, it's fun. Yeah.
Dude, how do you, this is not one of the ones that tells you how to pronounce it either. Well, here we go.
Saga.
Oh, fuck, you're right, dude.
Yeah, I could hear it through the phone. It said saga. You fucking idiot.
Yes, yeah, what I was doing, actually, is I was mixing saga with Sega Genesis. So that's what I was doing.
So Sega and saga become saga, is what you're suggesting. Yeah. Have you seen any of those videos of the Lions running backs? It says Sonic and Knuckles.
Oh, you know what? I have not, but that fucking makes so much fucking sense, dude. That's like the perfect description of our running backs.
Yeah. They'll it'll be like you'll hear these sound effects from Sonic the Hedgehog, and then the rings are on the field and bling bling bling. Every time Gibbs hits a ring and makes that noise, and he goes running by, the Dr. Robotnik is on the fucking thing. It's incredible. It's so much fun.
Okay, so you're telling me this is like a video. This is like not happening live during the game. Because I'm like, I'm not seeing this, Eric Zane. Like, what channel are you watching, dude?
Yeah, well, I mean, somebody came up with the nickname Sonic and Knuckles for these guys. Knuckles is Montgomery because when he hits people, he like beats the shit out of them.
Oh, yeah,
and
for sure.
And then Gibbs, because he's so fast, they call him Sonic.
Yeah, and, you've enlightened me. And I mean, it makes total fucking sense, dude.
I wonder if I can, after I hang out with you, I'm going to try to like play one of those. Yeah, really, really cool. It's just a lot of fun. At some point I will, I'll play it. And I'll link it up in the show notes for people too. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Anything else going on that we need to talk about on this fantastic day?
Well, Eric Zane, I mean, I guess we got to talk about the Packers real quick. I'm thinking, I don't know, dude. I think we're just going to fuck them up. Don't you just feel like we're just going to keep doing it? Like, don't you feel like maybe like a 38-14 win, maybe?
Well, you know, I can understand why you'd think that. But I try to stay measured with the Lions. I try not to, because I'm still a little concerned about a letdown, and occasionally that happens. Like last year, the Packers beat the shit out of the Lions on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, that is true. But here's the thing, fucking Eric Zane. I'm pretty sure, well, we don't know what's going to go on with their quarterback, so we'll see what's going on with Jordan Love, if he plays or not. But I didn't do any extra research on this, but I read that maybe their best cornerback might be out too. So I don't know, dude. And it's going to be rainy and windy. So we'll fucking see what happens, dude.
They're playing in a hostile environment outside. And they have lots of injuries. They have no pass rush. And if what you said holds, that's not great. I mean, they couldn't even get a helmet on Mason Rudolph last week. They couldn't do anything. They had no pass rush.
Well, I think we sacked him once. But I know what you're saying. It was not a great, but I'm pretty sure. Don't they have like a good, I think the Titans had a good fucking offensive line. I don't know. I can't remember. But either which way, I know. I'm telling you, dude, if the wind's a whipping on Sunday, right? Like, and it's rainy and shit, none of us might throw the ball too much. You know what I mean? We got a run defense.
Well, I'm not worried about I'm not worried about the offense. The offense is going to get their points, but I'm just saying if Green Bay punches us in the mouth, that could fuck everything up.
No, dude, Dan Campbell's gonna be on the sideline with just like a full 9-incher, dude. Just ready to go, dude. Just ready to fucking party, dude. We're gonna be ready.
That might be the title of the podcast: Dan Campbell with a full 9-incher. Dan Campbell's full 9-incher is the name of the podcast today.
Yeah, hell yeah, dude. And he's gonna hear about it too.
All right, enjoy the weekend.
Wait, hold on, Eric Zane. I got to tell you one more story real quick.
Yes.
So get this. And this is absolutely true. And if you saw my forehead, you would know it was true. But I had to get some stitches this week.
Oh,
dude.
No.
Yeah, we were at this fucking demo. Just doing like some demo acts or whatever. But these people had, have you ever gone to like a really nice Airbnb or something like that? And like people just have rich people showers. You know what I'm talking about?
Did you say a rich people shower?
Yeah.
Like it's a lot of space, waterfall drop for the water.
Yeah, like a lot of fucking space. We're talking like 10-foot ceilings, but like the whole thing was tiled, right? And I'm talking like the best tile job I've ever fucking seen in my fucking life, dude. Like it took us a long time to get the whole shower demoed out. But anyways, like closer to the end, this was like a couple of days ago or something like that, I'm not going to explain how you have to get the tile off, but like essentially at the end of the process, you got to like use a crowbar and get under there and like pop out the glue and stuff. Anywho, it was the strongest tile that God has ever created, I guess, and it would not fucking pop out. So what happened was the crowbar decided that it would move instead of the tile. So the crowbar flew out, dude, smoked me in the forehead, like the sharp part.
Oh.
And so anywho, like I didn't think I'd cut myself. I was just like, ah, fuck. And then like, I like grabbed my head and then I was like, oh shit, that's a lot of blood.
Oh no.
I had a face mask on and everything. So like I took the face mask and it was just coming out of me, Eric.
Ah.
I know. And like everybody was like, oh, you were probably so pissed. And I was like, honestly, dude, I was like a little scared of dying for a minute. Too.
Oh,
dude,
no.
It just would not fucking stop, dude.
So
and, eventually I did get a stop, but it was still oozing. So I was like, ah, fuck, I better go to the fucking urgent care.
Oh yeah. Yeah. So yeah, direct pressure on that deal just to get yourself to stop bleeding. And then I would have passed out. I'm not good with that stuff.
Oh yeah. My bad. No,
it's not bad. You talking about it. I can pull it off with you talking about it, but, no, you're fine. But sometimes it does cause me to get woozy. But I'm glad. How many stitches did you get?
So this is the funny part, right? So like the amount of blood that came out of me, like could have probably like revived like a small child if they like had lost a bunch of blood. But like I only got 2 stitches. It's like not a big cut, but it was just deep and like right in there. And you know what else is weird, Eric Zane? Like right where they gave me the stitches, I got to go back on Monday to get like the clipped off or whatever they do. And I got to ask them, like, the spot where they put the stitches, like if I touch it, I can then feel like on the top of my head, like I can feel it. So I think like I might have hit like a nerve or something like that.
Oh.
Or like a muscle. Stuff. But yeah, it's weird. Like if I touch it, like I can feel it on the top of my head, and that doesn't make any fucking sense.
Wow, that's strange. Yeah, maybe, you know, I mean, you never know when you take a big hit from a crowbar, for fuck's sake.
Yeah, for fuck's sake, dude.
God damn. All right, well, give my best to everybody there.
All right, sounds good. Love you guys.
All right, peace, buddy. Glad you're okay. There you go. That's Kyle. Hey, if we didn't bring him on, seriously, that'd have been a bad deal. Thank you. That kept. Hopefully, that'll keep things going in the right direction. Right? Okay. As we get closer to the asshole of the day, thank you to the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. Reach out 231-332-6505. Buy now, refinance later from anywhere in the U.S. 231-332-6505. Call about your mortgage. Get started today if you want to buy a house. Get your mortgage. Get pre-approved today with the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. Thank you, as always, to King's Room Barbershop, online at kingsroom.net. This is the place to go if you are in West Michigan for dudes to get their hair cut or chicks who like short hair. Yes, if someone asked me recently, do they do color? Yeah, they do. They do color. There's three locations, Northland Drive, Caledonia, and at 821 36th Street next to the costume room. And I just heard about this. The costume room's closing down, which is a shame. Local business. I hate that. So that means King's Room Barbershop will get a new neighbor. Yeah, their website is kingsroom.net. And they're always looking for new employees. If you cut hair for a living and you want to cut some hair at King's Room Barbershop, go to their website for more information, or just go to any of those three locations and say, hey, who do I talk to about getting a job here? Let's watch the latest edition of Sonic and Knuckles. They've taken graphics from Sega Genesis, and instead of Sonic and Knuckles, it's Jameer Gibbs and David Montgomery. Way to go, Knuckles. Here's Sonic.
Dun, 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 dun.
Lion Sega. That's fun. There's another one out too, but I can't find it. Chris says the nostalgia. Chris says, that's a nice comment. What a show. Over-delivered today, EZ. It all evens out in the end. Yeah, I guess so. You know, cut it short yesterday. And then here we are chatting away with this much time passed. So thank you very much. Let's do the asshole of the day. EZ's asshole neighbor, that old fuck. Don't know his name. Don't care. He's a cock. He is the asshole of the day. Brought to you by TC Paintball. All right. Thank you, as always, for being here. That concludes this edition of the Eric Zane Show podcast. I won't have a fresh show for you until Tuesday, Election Day. But again, check out the Not the Best Of on Monday. I'll post it on the free platform, and you can check out the original telling of the Gary from the Men's Warehouse story. Thank you. Have a nice day. Talk to you on the Patreon.
I'm so sorry I'm late. I was just talking to my sister about protecting abortion rights.
Wait, didn't we already do that in Ohio? We passed issue 1 last year.
I know, by a wide margin too. But now it's up to our state Supreme Court to decide whether they enforce it or ignore it.
Ignore it? Will they really do that?
They will if we don't keep extremists out of the court. But we can protect our rights by electing Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that. Listen, I can barely remember what I had for breakfast this morning.
Here's a trick. All you have to do is remember, don't stop fighting.
Don't stop fighting. Oh, I get it. DSF. Donnelly, Stewart, Forbes. I love that.
Tell everyone you know, if you supported Issue 1 last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue, a community of women who care about reproductive rights as much as you do.